gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do it. Welcome back to the BSJ podcast. I am your host, the American Redneck, Buckshot Jones. This is season 2, episode 5. Episodes past, we were talking to independent professional wrestlers, promoters, managers about their wrestling careers. But right now, with everything going on in this country of ours, we're going to go to a different kind of format. Everybody knows, who knows me personally, knows how I am about the American flag, about this country, about our military, and the state of things right now in this country, from my home state in Ohio, clear back to Washington, D.C., and everything that's going on in the White House. Excuse me, in the White House, Senate, Congress, all of it. But right now, I want to talk about what's recently happened in my home state of Ohio. Talking about Senate Bill 22. The Ohio legislature overrode closet Democrat Ohio Governor Mike Dizzy DeWine's veto. The Ohio House and the Senate both passed a bill to limit states of emergency and health orders issued by the governor. Some say the change will allow for more accountability between executive and legislative branches. This bill also allows lawmakers to revoke states of emergency and health orders. House Republicans say this allows the legislature to represent their constituents when controversial decisions are made, such as last year's stay-at-home order by closet Democrat Mike Dizzy DeWine and omitted Democrat, then Director of Health for the state of Ohio, omitted Democrat Amy Acton. If you believe in checks and balances, transparency, this bill is for you. Ohio legislature made that statement. This bill is about empowering people, empowering its parents, empowering small business, empowering Ohioans. It's all about ensuring that they have their voice in their futures, Says Representative Scott Wiggum, a Republican from Worcester, on the House floor. He said a week ago on Wednesday, support for this type of legislation has been building among Republican lawmakers since the start of the COVID Chinese virus pandemic. In the statewide response from closet Democrat Ohio Governor Mike Dizzy DeWine's administration, this bill would put a 90-day expiration on a state of emergency issued by the governor. It would also allow the General Assembly to rescind any orders or rules, such as health orders, in response to that state of emergency. The Ohio General Assembly would also have the ability to revoke a state emergency after being in effect for 30 days. Now, if you remember, when all this started just a little over a year ago, where closet Democrat Mike Dizzy DeWine and Democrat Director of Health, hired by Mike DeWine, Amy Acton, but all this, they said 2 weeks. Now it turned over well over a year now. After being in effect for 30 days by concurrent resolution, if a state of emergency expires or is terminated, the governor will not be able to reissue a similar state of emergency for 60 days in that time. would be up to legislators to decide if continuing state of emergency is necessary. And of course, Representative Beth Linston, a Democrat from Dublin, opposed Senate Bill 22, which ain't surprising since Mike DeWine is a closet Democrat. Of course, she's going to support his state of emergency, his lockdowns, everything that he did. Closures of small businesses, which killed a lot of mom-and-pop shops. Some are still recovering slowly. Some could not open back up. Their business, which is usually a family business for years, have been killed by closet Democrat Mike DeWine and his administration's poor decisions, including Hustler John Houston, the lieutenant governor, another closet Democrat. Beth Linson says it hampers the state's ability to act quickly in response to urgent matters such as COVID-19 pandemic, Chinese virus. Experts from around the world came together to come up with a migration efforts to prevent and spread, while others researched vaccines that appear beyond that they say, they claim, is on the verge of containing the pandemic. But even though you get the vaccine, from no matter which one you get, no matter what pharmaceutical company you get, you still gotta social distance, you still gotta wear a mask, and you cannot go into large gatherings. Much like we've done since, so they say, with the measles, smallpox, polio, just to name a few. But now, not many of you, especially, you know, you millennials, don't remember the swine flu back in 1976. There was a rushed vaccine. Not much testing, just like this Chinese COVID-19 virus vaccine. There was not much testing. It was rushed. There's a lot of complications. Bell's palsy being one of the main ones. Death being another. Then, I think, I'm not sure, I got to do more research on that. You could sue the pharmaceutical company, sue the person that administrated the shot, so on and so on. But now, because of a bill that was passed, and one of the sponsors of that bill was closet Democrat Mike DeWine. If you have complications from a bill like this, or from a vaccine like this, you cannot sue the pharmaceutical company to cause complications or death. They are protected by liberal immunity, mainly supported by Democrats, and closet Democrat Mike DeWine, and other rhinos. If you do not know what a rhino is, that's what they call Republicans. Rhino stands for Republican in name only. They claim they're a Republican, but pretty much they're wolves in sheep's clothing. In reality, they're a Democrat. Now is not the time to change course. Politics to override experts, so-called experts, like Dr. Anthony Fauci. Yes, I said Fauci. Democrats keep on saying this. Closet Democrat Mike DeWine keeps on saying this. Dementia Joe Biden keeps on saying this. It's not politics. Bullshit. It is politics. When you're allowing politics or politicians dictate where you can go, when you can go, how many people can go, and possibly force vaccines So you can go on vacations, go to concerts and the movies and so on and so forth. In my opinion, and many others across this country, all that bullshit is unconstitutional. Experts from around the world come together. I already said all that bullshit. You must not change course, allowing politics to override experts, says Liston, who adds the bill could have unintended consequences on other states of emergency not related to the pandemic. That's why the legislature will oversee this now. They got a committee that oversees this. That way another governor can't come in and just put all these lockdowns and restrictions on there. When there's another state of emergency, the legislature will step in and do what they need to do to protect Ohioans, depending on what state of emergency we're in. Closet Democrat Mike DeWine has said he would veto the bill. He says it's important that for the governor, in this case dictator, to have the authority to issue these orders quickly based on expert information from different state agencies. But he listened to Amy Acton, which she ended up quitting her job because of all the backlash of her decisions, piss poor decisions, which cost people their jobs, their homes, their businesses. So all this falls on Amy Acton, Dizzy DeWine, and Hustle Houston. All should be held accountable for what they did in lawsuits from Ohioans for what they did to their livelihoods. Now, when they overrode DeWine's veto, the measure passed by the House by a vote of 57 to 37. 60 votes are needed in order to override a potential veto by DeWine. House Speaker Republican from Lima said he's positive they'll have the votes, which they did. Now, Representative Nino Vitale, a Republican from Urbana, who's been vocal, a very vocal critic of Dizzy DeWine's response to the pandemic and in-state issued health orders, he voted no. So he went with the Democrats on this. Now, even though Dizzy Mike DeWine, closet Democrat, took the same oath, this is what Vitale said. I swore an oath to uphold the Ohio Constitution. The Ohio Constitution does not allow for a resolution to override a law. The rank order is the Ohio Constitution. It's the highest law in the state. Then Ohio law, resolutions are low level, non-binding. While I agree with the premise of the bill, I cannot vote for something that is both unconstitutional. And before he said what Mike DeWine was doing was unconstitutional, it's like he flipped. It's like he's becoming a rhino himself. I cannot vote for something that's both unconstitutional and frankly does nothing. The legislature, and I'll get to that, what he said about this later. The legislature has had 12 months to restrict the governor's powers, and it has collectively chosen not to. Senate Bill 22 does nothing. We cannot already do what we can already do. It should have had a 15 or 30 day clause termination, Vitale wrote in a statement. Vitale pointed out that Representative Jane Powell, a Republican from Arkham, drafted an amendment to have states of emergency expire after 30 days, but Kemp did not allow Powell to present the amendment on the House floor. When I attempted to present my amendment on the floor, I was discarded. All Democrats who wanted to present amendments were allowed to do so, but I was not. Leadership made it apparent they did not care about 120,000 plus individuals that I represent. We filed a motion to reconsider so that members could speak, but the speaker recessed session, allowing Senate bill to be concurred on the Senate, ultimately leaving her district without a voice. The speaker and leadership should be ashamed at the lack of respect for Ohioans that they showed. That was another written statement, this one by Powell. When asked why he did not let an elected official present their amendment on the House floor, Kemp said the bill was not passed today. It was supported by the Republican caucus, which agreed by the Senate. DeWine will have 10 days after receiving the bill to make a decision on Senate Bill 22. The House and Senate both said they were prepared to hold a vote to override a possible veto, which caused the Democrat Mike DeWine vetoed the bill, but the Senate and the House overrode his veto. With that being said, Nev Vitale, this was a statement, he actually put this on his Facebook. Many have written my office and our frustration asking why isn't the legislature doing something to stop these COVID restrictions. And even with all I have tried to do so, there are even people writing and telling me I should do something. Why don't you stop posting on Facebook and do something? It's a comment he's had heard a lot that he states. He said there's a list of 12 bills that he has tried just in the past few months to get passed. I have personally either sponsored or co-sponsored these 12 Republican-controlled Ohio government, only to have them stopped by the Senate or the House in some way or another. I emailed a post to communicate with my district just what is really going on in Columbus, as the media does not report on these facts. Of course, everybody knows that mainstream media, especially WBNS 10 TV, they're not going to cover anything like that. He claimed that he's equally frustrated. Many of you have likely never heard about some of these bills, which some of us haven't. Sponsored himself, House Bill 682, no mask mandate without a vote of the General Assembly, never received one hearing. It died in the committee. Co-sponsor bills, articles of impeachment against closet Democrat Mike DeWine. Died, only 4 of 99 representatives were willing to support it. House Bill 618, limit authority to issue infectious contagious disease orders. Never received in one hearing. Died in the committee. Now this is what Vitale is saying. House Bill 649, regards to Department of Health rulemaking and testing authority. Require General Assembly approval for orders and limits them to 30 days. Require General Assembly approval for quarantine and isolation, 30-day expiration. Require a public hearing prior to order assurance. Prohibits seizing property, closing businesses, forcibly testing, and mandatory mask. Limits governor's authority to postpone an election due to an enemy attack. Never received one hearing. Died in the committee. And there's other bills he said that they refused to have him listen, but he wanted what's going on now for Closet Democrat Mike DeWine to be eliminated. And whoever he's got, it's like a rotating door, who he has as his director of health in the state of Ohio. Limit their powers too. And now it seems that Senate Bill 22 has some teeth, and Mike DeWine has been limited, finally, after over a year of everything he's done to the state of Ohio. Now, he's no different than Cuomo in New York, and he's no different than Gavin Newsom in California. All three men are Democrats. I don't care what Mike DeWine says he is. He's not a Republican. He's a closet Democrat. He will not come out and say he's a Democrat. I mean, think about it. Amy Acton, who's worked with Democrats before, all Democrats. She's worked for Barack Obama. Now she's getting ready for Ohio Senate as a Democrat. Mike DeWine himself wasn't a Democrat. Why would he hire? But right now, the mask mandate is still in place. The social distancing is still in place. And if it stands, there will be no forced vaccines in the state of Ohio. We're hoping. Now I'm getting new at this, you know, breaking away from the wrestling, you know, platform into the political platform now, which from now, from here on out to further notice, this is what these podcasts are going to be about. Yeah, right now, Closet Democrat Mike DeWine has had his powers limited. He cannot do any more damage than what he already has done. And we all, no matter if you're a Democrat, liberal, left, right, wing, Republican, Patriot Party, it don't matter. We all, and if you're not admitting what you see Mike DeWine has done to this state, then you're blind. His restrictions, his lockdowns, has killed small businesses. They have killed people's jobs, their livelihoods. People have had foreclosures, and people have been evicted, all because of Mike DeWine's decisions. He said before, in the beginning, all this falls on him. And it does. But it also falls on Amy Acton and John Houston. Collectively, them three together made these decisions from the very beginning, which hurt the state of Ohio. So, we're going to be doing more of this political stuff. We're going to be talking about Joe Biden. We're going to be talking about the Chinese virus. We're going to be talking about the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. You know, it seems like the Democrats want to shred the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and strip Americans of their freedoms. Folks, make no mistake about it. The Democratic Party we are seeing today, we've never seen nothing like it before in the past. They are unconstitutional. And they make no bones about it. They want to abolish the Second Amendment. They want to limit the First Amendment. So I'll be doing more of these. This might be seen, the first one might be sound like rambling. But I just want to get the first one out about Senate Bill 22. Closet Democrat, Mike Desi DeWine, his veto has been overrode. He is now limited what he can do in the state of emergency. His health director is limited what they can do in the state of emergency. So stay safe out there, folks. Use your voice. That's your First Amendment right. Use your voice to keep that First Amendment right, to keep your gun rights, to keep your freedoms. Do not let the current administration in Columbus or Washington, D.C. strip you of those rights. I'm the American Redneck Buckshot Jones. You folks stay safe.